Ce mardi soir avait lieu une nouvelle séance du conseil municipal de Saint-Jean. Un conseil municipal virtuel, certains diront, pour éviter que des grévistes ne viennent le perturber. On ne s'attendait pas à ce que la grève en cours soit abordée, mais on ne s'attendait pas non plus à l'éviction de deux conseillers en fin de conseil. Deux conseillers qui ont été exclus du conseil municipal, notamment en raison de leurs interrogations concernant la gestion de la grève en cours par l'équipe municipale en place. Les conseillers ont voté en faveur d'une motion visant à relever Johanna Kellen et Brent Harris de toutes leurs fonctions au sein des comités du conseil et à annuler leur nomination à divers organismes en attendant le résultat d'une enquête menée en vertu du règlement sur le code de conduite. Le tout fut expédié en 30 secondes à la toute fin du conseil municipal. On en parle maintenant avec Brent Harris qui nous explique ce qui s'est passé.
Somebody filed a code of conduct against us in September. Citing all this, and we had 10 days, and so we didn't find out that a counselor had filed a code of conduct violation complaint against us until October 3rd. They did so on the 27th, which is procedurally strange because usually when there's a complaint, it takes about a week or two to get the review committee, which is just other counselors, to say, hey, is this a legit code of conduct violation or is it frivolous? On Monday, we get the violation. On Tuesday, we go into committee meeting, committee of the whole, and there is an agenda addition, which is out of order because we can't add new motions of counselors without a notice of motion. So that's a procedural bylaw that was violated because we had no notice of motion. Council adopted it anyway, added it to the agenda. And to me, the biggest problem, like the smoking gun in all of this, is that we were not permitted to rejoin committee of the whole after open. And you'll remember in open is when they took 30 seconds to say, we've decided Councillor Killen and Councillor Harris are stripped of all their special duties and all their committees. That's their punishment. See you later. Rest of the team meet back and closed. We never got an invite to go to that closed meeting. We never got a call to say, hey, why aren't you in here? We never had anything. There's no way this is a misunderstanding. They refused to allow two elected officials to participate in a discussion about local 486.
À la suite de cette éviction du conseil municipal, quels sont les recours envisagés par les deux conseillers éjectés?
I'm consulting with a legal team tomorrow. There is a lot of people interested in this. A lot of people see it. And it's like, I don't want to be conspiratorial. So I'm not saying it is bigger than this. This may just be council saying, well, hey, this looks offside. Let's get these guys out of the way so we can do the proper business. But you got to see that this is a real bad look. I mean, and even if there's good intentions behind this, to do something good with really negative weapons is like, it's going to cause a mess. So we're going to consult with legal experts. We're absolutely going to be fighting this code of conduct complaint because I believe I was doing my diligence as an elected official. But other than that, I don't know what happens next, but I know that Common Council is going to have to reckon with what they've done here, and it's not good.
La situation à Saint-Jean ne semble donc pas aller en direction d'un accord pour ce qui est des grévistes et semble même se compliquer avec cette éviction de deux conseillers municipaux qui s'interrogeaient quant à la gestion de la grève. Le conseiller Harris a également commenté la gestion de la communication de crise autour de cette grève et selon lui, un retour en arrière ne semble pas possible en ce moment. Une entrevue réalisée dans le cadre du programme Initiative Journalisme Local.